The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. I have a baptism with which to be baptized, and what stress I am under until it is completed. Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, five in one household will be divided, three against two and two against three. They will be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. He also said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say, it's going to rain. And so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, there will be scorching heat. And so it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time? The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. It's sort of hard to miss. With our culture's nihilism and bleak expectations of the future, no wonder we seem to live in a world awash in anger, disgust, and conflict. Communities are filled with resentment and disenchantment. Entire countries are enmeshed in problems that won't be easily resolved. The EU is divided over how to revive their collective economy. The British have yet to agree on a way to leave the European Economic Union. Hong Kong continues to erupt in gripping protests as its people yearn for freedom and a just judicial system. China and the U.S. continue to battle over trade, alleged corporate espionage, and thuggish military behavior. Jesus is no stranger to division and the hardening of tactical positions. Throughout his ministry, Jesus is an eyewitness to massive divisions between families and within communities. Let's look at what today's gospel read. Mother against daughter, son against father, daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. It's a mess. The family unit was being shredded by disagreement. These families may never recover. It's heartbreaking. Yet Jesus acknowledges that this is the cost of his work. He cites these broken relationships and adds, I came to bring fire. Yep, Jesus, you are definitely bringing fire. In your teachings, you've burned down all the ways that we understand the world. You show us that love is more powerful than might. The oppressive ancient Roman government could not extinguish the spiritual fires that you lit from the moment of your baptism. The fire makes us deeply uncomfortable. It's sister against brother, father against daughter. Now here's what's even more interesting. In this very same passage of Scripture, Jesus challenges people's understanding of his ministry. Jesus asked those listening, do you think that I came to bring peace to the earth? Yes, is my and most people's response. Yes, of course. You came to bring peace. Peace to unite all of humanity together under the banner of love and friendship, fellowship, and community. Jesus is attacking the power structures of the world. To those in power, Jesus is saying, you are not going to have peace. You are not going to have peace while those you govern are denied the power of the laws written to protect them. You cannot have peace as you accept a bribe. You cannot have peace as you con people into car repairs that they do not need. You cannot have peace while you raise rents on your tenants because they just so happen to live in a neighborhood that has suddenly become trendy. You cannot have peace because you are exploiting others. You cannot have peace because you proclaim that some people are worthless and the world is better off without them. No, you cannot have peace. So no, Jesus did not come to bring peace. Instead, he came with fire. The nations of the world have been put on notice. Your injustices are too much. Your oppression, your arrogance is too much. And this is our hope, that we, in the words of Jesus, will be able to interpret the present times, that we would be able to, with God's insight, wisdom, and help, that we would be able to rise up and remake the world in Christ's image. Not the Christendom of old, where the church was elevated to places of power and prestige, but rather where the people of God are actively out in the world working to improve it. And even now, God's mighty and redemptive work continues to happen. Disease rates in Africa are plunging. Volunteers are feeding the hungry, not just here in LA, but all over the globe. College students are traveling to the poorest parts of the world to teach children literacy. Missionaries are going to garbage dumps in Mexico and putting on a feast right there in the dump so that the poorest of the poor can eat an extravagant meal, an extravagant banquet on unchipped plates. God's working and has been for hundreds of years to bring more of heaven's rule to earth. Interpret the present signs. Avoid the tendency of our culture to determine a human being's value by their economic contribution. We, all of us here, we are the people of God. And we embody Christ's love, care, and compassion. We as a community have been empowered to transform the lives of those around us. We can give the benefit of the doubt to those in emotional pain. We can be kind and gracious to those that annoy us. We can be the people that we ourselves long to be around, the kind of people that we enjoy being around. We can be people of love, people of acceptance, people who refuse to give up on each other. God's love continues to break through God's people again and again and again. Sure, father might be rising against daughter and son against his mother, but the world's power structures are being revealed as fatally flawed. We, as people of God, are called to be aware of the time. Keep our eyes open. Keep seeking out opportunities to live out our baptismal calling in being the embodiment of Christ's love and fire on earth. Amen.